Kwanfu Hailun has been engaged in the tea industry in Mauritius for 6 years. The Guangdong native and his team created ripe black tea, grading the quality and taste of the raw black tea most widely consumed in Mauritius. Kwanfu Hailun says the ripe black tea changed stereotypes about the tea in Mauritius, injecting impetus to the development of the tea industry.
In the 1980s, the Mauritian government invited experts from India and Sri Lanka to study the country's tea industry, and those experts came to the conclusion that tea produced in Mauritius was of low quality. In 2012, Mauritius only sold 400 tons of tea. After I tapped into the tea industry in the same year, the industry has been picking up gradually. In 2016, 1,600 tons of tea was sold. The tea industry in Mauritius is gaining new momentum.
The ripe black tea is made with the technologies of British tea crushing, tearing and curding, as well as the Chinese tea roasting process. With Kwanfu Hailun's tea factory playing a leading role, the rest of the three tea factories in Mauritius are also getting back on track, and the tea industry is becoming a constructive part of the Mauritian agriculture. Kwanfu Hailun now operates 10 tea shops across Mauritius and 2 tea factories. He also operates the largest tea art center in Mauritius, demonstrating the traditional Chinese way of tea making. The art center attracts over 200 tourists on a daily basis. Kwanfu Hailun says he's aiming to spread tea culture to more people.
In the near future, I'm going to make my tea factory's iconic resort of Mauritius, so that more people are exposed to the Chinese tea culture and the Chinese way of drinking tea.
For CRI, this is Gao Junya.